Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a KDKA radio time capsule. Now, the CEO and president of the Heinz History Center, Andy Masick.
While many Pittsburghers profess that football is in our blood, few fans know that more than 125 years ago, our city hosted the very first professional football game in American history. Well established by the 1890s, amateur football flourished at the region's colleges, universities, and athletic clubs. Drawn to the game by the violent action and athleticism, more than 3,000 fans attended a grudge match on November 12, 1892, between the Allegheny Athletic Association and the Pittsburgh Athletic Club. Snowfall and disagreements delayed the game's start at Recreation Park, near the site of today's Heinz Field. But when the Allegheny Athletic Association finally took the field, both teams fielded ringers who joined the club's regulars. One of these players was William Pudge Heffelfinger, a former All-American guard at Yale University. During the first half of play, Heffelfinger forced a fumble, scooped up the ball, and raced 25 yards on the snow-covered field for the game's only touchdown. The Allegheny Athletic Association won 4-0 in a contest shortened by darkness. Although the Allegheny Athletic Association never admitted to paying Heffelfinger, nearly 80 years later, researchers uncovered an accounting ledger testifying to his $500 cash payout. So sports historians now believe that professional football was born on the North Side that day. 40 years after Heffelfinger's paid performance, Art Rooney Sr., the chief, founded Pittsburgh's first openly professional franchise. He called them the Pirates, but in 1940 they were renamed the Pittsburgh Steelers. Today, with 6 Super Bowls to their credit, the Steelers franchise continues its championship tradition and unmatched legacy of professional football in Pittsburgh.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.